Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell, and I am the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, rest, and liberation for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. I want to talk about, I keep seeing on social media, And I try my best to not be on social media, but obviously we live in a world where it's possible, but it's not possible. You feel me? Especially if you are in a creative space or you are a side hustler or an entrepreneur, or even a 9-to-5er, there's going to be times when you have to be online, on social media for one reason or another, be it work, leisure, rest, entertainment, education, etc. But in any case... Excuse me, I apologize in advance. I'm recording this pretty early in the morning, so I have a little tickle in my throat. But in any case, I keep seeing this narrative on social media, and I've seen it, I've been seeing this for a while, but I want to talk about it today. And it's this whole idea of how we are lazy. We are lazy, right? I keep seeing these, for example, YouTube videos, stop being lazy, 5 ways to stop being lazy, 5 ways to, you know, stop being lazy and, you know, X, Y, Z, or this is why you're lazy, or this is why this, and this is why that, right? And I want to push back against that, especially for black women. And I can only speak from what I know. So this means my personal experience, the experiences of my friends, the experiences of the black women that I am in community with, either online or over on Patreon, etc. But this whole idea that we just need to stop being lazy, I'm so completely over this. I'm like completely done. And if that is you as well, or if you just want to hear more, then obviously please continue to listen. And I'm so sorry. By the way, welcome up into the space. I forgot to do that. Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening, I'm so glad that you gave this podcast a chance by pressing play. And if you've been rolling with me for a while, I appreciate you, sis. Welcome, welcome back. All right, now I can talk about it. But this is going to be a really quick episode, y'all. I just want, if anyone out there is feeling the way that I'm feeling by seeing these messages out there that imply that it's just as simple as we are being lazy. And to me, and I should have looked up the word lazy before I hopped on, but I didn't. But to me, lazy just means like you don't want to do anything. You don't want to, for example, you don't want to better yourself. You don't want to do anything. You just can't be bothered. You'd rather have someone else do things for you because you just don't, like, you're just shiftless. You don't have any power within you to do the things that either are required or that you want to do. You just expect other people to do them for you, or you just don't have that internal energy, I guess, to do better, and you would just prefer chaos, you know. I guess I'm saying that because when I think about lazy, I think, for example, if your house is not clean, that means you're lazy, okay? That means you're lazy. Or if you're not making a bunch of money right now, that means you're lazy. If you are not cooking home-based meals every day, you are lazy. If you... What else? If you,
I'm trying to think of other things. Insert your own things. Insert your own things that in the past made you feel guilty, made you feel ashamed about yourself, made you feel ashamed to exist. I can't really think of any other scenarios. I'm trying to draw on personal experience. Those are some of mine. Like, if you're not making enough money, you're lazy. If you're not helping around the house, you are lazy. Just different things like that. If you're not going above and beyond, you are lazy. If you're taking time for rest, you are lazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this list can really go on and on and on. And I'm here to tell you, sis, I'm no doctor, I'm no PhD, I'm no expert in that sense, but I can tell you right now, more often than not, you are not lazy, okay? And I'm just tired of that label being thrown on Black women. Black women who, when I think of a Black woman, I don't care what the world says, when I think about a Black woman, the first thing that comes to mind for me is, has never been and will probably never, ever, ever be the word lazy. I now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think I've ever in my life, when I thought about a Black woman, I don't think I've ever thought lazy about any Black woman that I've ever known. There might have been some other things that I've thought about them that may have not been too kind. Remember, old Bree was a savage. But honest to God, hand to God, I have never, to my knowledge, thought that a Black, someone was lazy. So that's interesting. I don't know. But I guess the point of it all is, when I think about Black women, that just doesn't come to mind. Again, I know the world is likely saying something different, and I know that it's really mainstream and trendy right now. And I talk about this too, like living your best life and going, getting into your glow up and all those things. But I want to tell you that if you're not there yet, if you're not in a place where you're able to move into that space, ma'am, that does not mean that you are lazy. And there's so that lazy is such a loaded word. It doesn't make you feel good. If someone calls you lazy, for example, again, and I feel like a lot of us have been called lazy at one time or another. When I think about the times that I was called lazy, when I was a child, for example, you know, that old school work ethic was just different. You know, each generation does things differently. And I feel like it's all based on your upbringing, your environment, your mental health. The resources that are available to you, habits that have been learned, things that are going on in the household, I feel like there's just so many things that contribute to obviously who we are, what we do, who we become, how we think, how we feel, etc. But I feel like the times that I was being called lazy, because I didn't want to clean up, for example, instead of lazy, I feel like maybe there were other things that were more interesting for me to do. Maybe I was playing video games back then. You know, Nintendo was just coming out. We had Atari back in the 80s. I know I'm dating myself, but y'all know my age. Maybe I was more invested in playing video games because that was fun. And cleaning up for me, for example, was not fun. That didn't mean that I was lazy. Maybe I was really watching Saturday morning cartoons, for example, and didn't want to do XYZ. Again, that was more engaging. That did not mean that I was lazy. Maybe instead of washing dishes or taking care of my brother or doing whatever, doing my homework, maybe I was exhausted. Maybe I was just tired. Maybe I was on my period or my period was coming. Maybe my hormones were just doing whatever they were doing. That does not mean because I don't have an interest in doing this thing that I am inherently lazy. I don't feel like I deserve that label of lazy. There were probably other things, other circumstances going on to where doing this thing for me felt boring. It felt forced. It felt stupid. Like, whatever the case may be, I just didn't want to do it. That doesn't mean that I was lazy. I wish there was a way, or I feel like we need to find a way to really start getting to the root of some of these things versus just being so quick to slap on a label. And especially when it comes to us, I feel like we get labeled definitely more often than not in a variety of not so kind ways. Okay, beyond lazy and other things that I don't even need to name. You know, we see them every day in the news or hearing conversations or online in the comment sections and things of that nature. And sis, by the way, if you are living your life online and you want to spare yourself, please stay away from the comment sections as much as you can. Like, if you're able to get whatever information you need to get and then just maybe skip the comment section, depending on, you know, what online resource you're reading, I think that will save your mental health or help to spare your energy and your mental health. Ask me how I know. It's easy to get caught up in those comments and see these disparaging things from a lot of racist trolls online that just really talk out of their mouth and say these things to stir up emotions, stir up other racists, stir up things that make them feel better about themselves, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, back to the point. But this whole label of lazy, I'm just completely over it. And again, this conversation is spurred by just continuously seeing online 5 ways to stop being lazy. You're lazy because if you're doing this, you're lazy. Stop being lazy now. You know, just all these different things. And I just, honestly, for me, it just feels more harmful than helpful. Especially as a Black woman. And I just want to mention that because in case you're doing, you're online looking for helpful resources or just want to learn different things, I just want you to be mindful of the information that you are taking in. Again, that word lazy is very loaded. For me, there's a lot of guilt and shame, in that word. And so as I continue to step into this life of liberation, I really am trying to get to the root of the root of who I am and my habits and how I think and things like that, so I can kind of start to untangle those things and really learn more about myself and understand why I feel the way I feel, why I think the way I think, what things have happened to me, what things help to form my mindset and just who I am. So that way I have more education and more self-awareness. I feel like the more self-awareness and education that I have, the better off I can move forward, if that makes sense. It's hard to know why you feel a way about something or why you think certain things if you're not really tapped into like where it came from. And it's hard to know where things came from when everything is kind of like jumbled up inside. So this is one of the reasons why I do encourage, however you do it. For me, it's journaling and being in community with certain people, certain women, certain Black women, and different things of that nature. But finding a way to just kind of like tap into who you are and just become more self-aware. Does that make sense? But I really just wanted to tell you, I know that we're still kind of like the beginning. I know January is over technically, but you know what I mean. We're kind of at the beginning, getting tongue-tied, of 2024. And I know that a lot of us, many of us, probably all of us, we have in our minds that there's a certain way that we want to live. We have in our minds that there are certain things that we want to accomplish or do or be or see or become or have access to or, you know, things of that nature. But when you are being bombarded with harmful narratives, it can make it seem very impossible. And so I want to let you know, and obviously I don't know you, I don't know your story officially or anything along those lines, but I can pretty much 99.999999% guarantee that, sis, you are not lazy, okay? And let's just say that you are lazy. Even that to me is like, after all the years of struggle that we have gone through after all the years and decades and centuries of I'm trying to find one word to sum this up, and it escapes me, but you know what I'm talking about. Generation after generation, for those of us that have been a part of this system here in the U.S., have endured and survived. If you're in your slowing down, quote-unquote, lazy era, you're not going to hear any complaints from me. You're not going to hear any complaints from me. I know that there are times on the podcast where I do talk about being more, experiencing more, living better, living well, going forward, getting your money up, you know, all those things. But I do feel like there are ways to do that and still be able to lean into, and I'm saying lazy only because that's what we're talking about. I don't feel like we are lazy, but I just to make a point, I guess, I feel like there are ways to still do those things and also lean into your laziness. But for me, laziness, I'm replacing that word with just like ease, rest, you know, things of that nature. It requires so much energy. I don't know if you really think about this, but it requires so much energy, so much bandwidth, just to human, just to be, just to exist. Now add on to being and existing with all the things that we do, because there's a difference between being, because we are human beings. Many of us are human doings, if that's a thing. But it all requires energy. So just imagine the energy it takes just to sit and exist, not do anything else. The energy that it requires to just to exist. Your body is doing a kajillion different things right now in this moment as you just exist, listening to the sound of my voice. Just as you sit, not walking, not moving your body, not, you know, doing any of those things. Your body requires energy, okay, just to do its basic bodily functions, breathing, heart beating, organs, inhaling, exhaling, hair growing, nails growing, skins. Oh my gosh. I meant to say, not skins. I don't know if you have skins, skin cells, and just your cells in your body. I don't know what the body does, dividing, the cells dividing and growing and cells dying off and being reborn. And clearly I'm not a scientist, okay? Blood flowing and going to all the places, digestion, or your colon and semicolon. Did I just say semicolon? Oh my God. Y'all, I told you it's pretty early in the morning for me. You're going to have to excuse me. I hope that no one has a semicolon in their body, but you know what I mean. Lower intestines and things of that nature. Like all those things that God has wondrously created in us and we are created of, all of that takes energy, sis. Okay. And that's before you even start doing anything, all right? Just in a state of being. All of that requires energy. So how is it that we could ever be lazy just off of that with the things that our bodies are already doing, okay, that require energy and bandwidth? And you add to that, excuse me, having to think now in your job, for example. Thinking requires a lot of energy. I don't care what nobody says. Thinking, typing on a keyboard, reading emails, researching information. What else are we doing? Walking, talking, moving, exercising, eating. I think I said that already. That requires energy, okay? Now add to that, that's just for the job, okay? Getting dressed for your job, figuring out what you want to wear, getting yourself showered and dressed, driving to work, all right? That requires energy, which can be exhausting. Then you add to that, if you have children, okay? You already know all the things involved with taking care and tending to children, no matter their age, okay? That requires energy, mental bandwidth, etc. Going to the grocery store, keeping them fed, keeping them clothed, picking them up, dropping them off, getting their hair done in the morning, taking them to get their haircuts every week or every 2 weeks. I don't know what it is for boys. I don't have a boy, I have a girl. But just making sure that they are in a place of thriving, okay, let alone surviving. But we want our children to not just survive, obviously, right? So we're doing all that we can to help them thrive, okay? And if they have special needs, okay, if they have special needs, special circumstances, that's a whole nother layer that can be completely exhausting at times, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Just our basics that we're doing, how could we ever be lazy just because we are doing those things and someone wants to label us lazy because we are not wanting to add extra layers on top of what we're already doing? Does that make sense? Okay. The way that you make your moves does not have to look like the way anyone else makes their moves, and it for damn sure doesn't have to be on anybody else's time or schedule or calendar, okay? My goals, even though I do share things, and I share these things because I want you to know, first of all, that I'm a human, okay? I'm real. I go through ups and downs, peaks and valleys, highs and lows, just like everybody else. But also I share things because in the hopes of you are seeing that it's possible. You're seeing what possible hurdles are or things that I've overcome. But I don't have these expectations that you're going to just do things on a timeline that is the exact same as mine. Does that make sense? And if you don't, then you're lazy. If you don't, then you're worthless. If you don't, then you're shiftless. If you don't, you ain't about nothing. Does that make sense? We are here at in our own journeys, in our own time, in our own space. And you're going to ultimately do what makes sense for you. All I can do is just kind of share and encourage because, again, I do want the best for us. I do want more for us. I feel like we're worthy of everything and then some. And I just want to pull you into that journey with me, if that makes sense. But never have I thought, if you're not, for example, if you don't have a side hustle, and I feel like there are so many reasons to have a side hustle. I feel like for me,
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
learning from experience, I never just want to have one source of income because it can really jack you up. Okay. It can really jack you up. And anything that's going to jack us up can possibly stop us from blooming or at least halt our bloom for a while. And so I talk about, you know, just side hustles and things like that, because that's something that I know. But if you never decide to have a side hustle, if you figure, you know what, I'm going to just do this one, like, you're like, yeah, Brie, I hear what you're saying, but I feel like for me, the best thing is just to have one source of income. For example, I'm not going to say, oh, you lazy. I wouldn't feel that you're making the right decision, but that's okay. Our journeys, again, do not have to be the same. My decisions and mistakes don't have to be your decisions and mistakes. You feel me? But lazy, because you're not doing what I recommend, for example, or you, let's say, for example, you don't want to exercise. Let's talk about that. I know that for me, it's a must, and there's a variety of reasons for that, including mental health, big time, mental health and energy. And there's some weight that I need to release, which I'm working on this year. But if you say, I am never stepping foot in a gym, I would never say that you are lazy because of that decision. I would feel that if you're not exercising and taking care of your body, I would feel that that is a grave mistake. Like, if you like, I would just rather play video games. I don't want to exercise at all. I would not say that you are lazy. There are other things that I would say, like, you're making a mistake. Your health is going to suffer tremendously. This is not how you bloom. This is not how you take care of yourself. Because our bodies are made to move, and not just sit in one place. For example, playing video games or scrolling social media all day. But lazy is definitely not something that would come to mind. Instead, I would be curious as to why you feel that way. Was there something that happened in the past that made you feel, for example, maybe something happened and you felt embarrassed to go into the gym? Maybe you didn't know how to use a machine and you were scared to ask someone. And instead of ask, because that for you felt very like intimidating or just made you feel anxious, you were like, the gym is not for me. Forget it. You know what I mean? I feel that 1,000,000%. Sometimes I do get a little worked up or anxious about things that are new. And I do feel intimidated sometimes until I either ask, which is sometimes hard. but, you know, sometimes I'll seek out a kind face and say, hey, can you help me X, Y, Z? You know what I mean? And it's a little embarrassing, but usually the person is really, really nice, you know? But maybe that's it. Maybe you went into a gym and you just did not, like, no one made you feel like it was a safe space for you. Maybe you have a few extra pounds, or maybe you have a lot of extra pounds. I don't know. And you really had your heart set on going, and you got all dressed and cute and, or I don't know, ready to go. And you had your water bottle and your towel, and you're like, I'm going to take this class at the gym, or this yoga class or whatever, I don't know. And then you walked into the space and there were no welcoming faces. No one smiled. Not that anyone has to smile at you, but you know what I mean? Especially when you're new, you want to go somewhere and you want to feel like you belong, or that even though you're brand new, you feel welcomed. You know what I mean? Or you feel like you're just a part of this, whatever this activity is. And it just didn't feel like a safe space for whatever reason. So you're like, maybe you didn't say it consciously, but maybe subconsciously you're like, you know what? I'm not exercising. This is not for me. I don't fit the mold. So why should I even try? That is something that I would feel versus you're lazy. Or maybe you don't feel like you can go to the gym. Maybe it's out of your budget to pay $50 a month for a gym membership. So you're like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? That's not lazy to me. Or maybe you're the type of person, the way your brain works, where the gym is, or working out, is boring as hell. because it can feel boring at times. And you're like, I prefer to play video games. Maybe you need to find a system that feels more like a challenge. It feels more like a game to you, the way your mind works, to where it feels more fun and more engaging. Maybe it's you getting a VR headset or a Wii. Do they still sell Wiis? Like the Just Dance? I don't know. But let's just say they do. Maybe that is something that feels more engaging for you. Or maybe it's, for example, I know this is a real stretch here, but I live in California, okay? And we have a Disney pass this year. Maybe it's you have a Disney pass or you got a Disney pass because you're local, or there's some place around you that you like to go, like a specific garden that you love to go to and walk. And maybe you don't have a gym membership, but you know what? You can really get behind going to Disney 3 times a week if you have a pass and walking 4 to 6 miles a day. That is still exercise. Plus, it may be more fun for the way that your brain is wired. Is what I'm saying making sense? I hope so. I hope somebody out there is nodding their head because they understand what I'm saying. That to me is completely different than just this label that gets slapped on Black women of lazy. Okay? We're not lazy. And I'm not saying this so that you can feel like you need to justify to anyone what they feel about you. If someone wants to think that you're lazy, you don't have anything to prove, sis. You don't have anything to prove. Listen, we all have this journey in life. We all came into this world by ourselves, and we're going to leave this world by ourselves. Okay? And what somebody else thinks about you and feels about you, good or bad, does not need to be justified. It does not need to be explained. It does not need to be excused. Okay? But I just want to let you know that, you know, this system that we're in, if you're not out here grind until you drop, if you're not out here doing all your habits perfectly, if you're not waking up with the sun at 4:30 a.m. and going out there and baking your own loaves of bread and milking the cows and I don't even know, like doing all the things with a smile on your face, okay, happy to do it even though you're tired, exhausted, mentally drained sometimes, just need to rest. If you're not doing all these things as a woman, you're lazy. If you're not taking care of your man a certain way, you're lazy. Okay? You're lazy in every other name outside of being a child of God. And I want to refute that and let you know that that is not true. It's not. You have to be extremely cautious of the messages that you are receiving. Even if just a simple scroll and those things come up, you may not watch the video, but your brain is still registering the messages that it is receiving. It's receiving those messages. Just because you don't click into the video, you've seen it. Your brain has seen that. It's a signal to your brain. Okay? So I really want you to guard your mind. I want you to guard, like really guard your mind. You have things that you want to do this year in 2024 that are going to help you feel, just help you to bloom. You're going to be doing things that help you to bloom, that help you to grow, that help you to tap into your joy as a Black woman, tap into your freedom as a Black woman, tap into your liberation as a Black woman, tap into your abundance as a Black woman, tap into your health as a Black woman, a woman who is worthy and deserving of all those beautiful things that I just mentioned before, and every beautiful thing that I don't have time to mention on the podcast because I don't want to make it too long. You really are going to have to guard your mind because it is so easy to be pulled out of the good thing that you're doing, okay? The good ways that you are blooming, It's easy to get sidelined by just a few wrong messages that keep getting repeated one way or another over and over again. I'm going to need you to really be mindful of the things that you're taking in. Okay? I'm going to need you to start calling into question things that you're taking in. You keep seeing this thing about how Black women are lazy. I need you to question that. Don't just take it at face value. Don't just take it at face value. Because the things that we take at face value, the things that we don't push back on in one way or another, the things that we don't question, they really just start to become just a way of life and cemented as fact. And this thing about us being lazy, that is not a fact. There's no way in hell. There is no way in hell a Black woman, after all the things that she has done and all the sacrifices she has made, there's no way a Black woman in my mind could ever, you hear me, ever. There might be like a 0.1%, like I mentioned before. Other than that, there's no way that Black women are consistently lazy. Okay? Before I ever call a Black woman lazy, I'm looking at a million other things, a million other circumstances to get to the root of what's really going on. Because there's usually always something there, something that is a barrier to her blooming the way that she deserves. And in my mind, again, I'm not a doctor, not a PhD, I ain't written no papers on it, but in my mind, it could pretty much never be laziness. And if it did come down to just being lazy, there's still a reason for that. Like, why? Most times you're tired of the systems, tired of capitalism, tired of racism, maybe you're tired of doing the same damn thing day in and day out, and it's exhausting. And you're like, for example, let's say you're in your 30s or 40s and you're like, I've worked 10, 15, 20 years straight. I'm tired. I've given so much. I don't have anything left within me to give. And so I'm going to need to, for example, let's say go on some assistance for 6 months. Y'all, I told you that I took a depression leave. And it had to have been I think it was for a year, if I'm not mistaken. It was at least 6 months, 6 months to a year. I went on depression leave. I could have said, oh, I'm just being lazy. Sure, because I didn't feel like getting off the couch. I didn't feel like really doing much of anything. During that year, I literally laid on the couch, made sure that my daughter was taken care of, took her to school, picked her up, of course, did all the mom things. But other than that, I just laid on the couch for almost a whole year. I, amongst other things, was exhausted. Outside looking in, someone would say I'm lazy. But I wasn't. I was drained, mentally drained, physically drained, emotionally drained, spiritually drained. I was drained. I wasn't lazy. I was struggling. And so, yes, I for damn sure used some assistance in that year. I think it was FEMA. No, not FEMA. My apologies. What's it called when you family medical FMA, something like that? I did only get I think it was 50% of my salary or 60% of my salary or something like that. I don't even know how I survived, but by God's grace, because I think I just got a 50% salary, but somehow we didn't go without, as far as I know, we didn't go without, but, lazy, absolutely not. And I just want to make sure that I put that in your ear. Again, we're at the top of 2024. I really just want you to be mindful of the messages that you are receiving. It seems very helpful, but I'm telling you, the way that some of these things are worded, may not be as helpful. The way that the messages are being put together may not be as helpful as they are intended. And I just want to make sure that I say something, because I don't want any Black woman listening to the sound of my voice to ever feel like, amongst other things, okay, that she is lazy, that she is worthless, that she is shiftless. And that's another thing about being quote unquote lazy. A lot of us tie our worth to the things that we're able to do, the things that we do, the things that we don't do. And that's just how it's been forever, right? Again, growing up in this system, our value is what we can do and what we can do for others, how hard we can work, how hard we can serve others and do it with a smile, those kind of things, right? And if you can't do those things, you're worthless and lazy, obviously, but you're worthless. And I just want to let you know that that couldn't be further from the truth. That couldn't be further from the truth. So that's all I really wanted to say. Other than that, I am going to be doing some more podcast episodes on just this theme of liberation. I was talking with a few friends the other day, and maybe I'll share this in another episode, but I was telling them how I'm tired, y'all. And I'm not sure that I'm really feeling all the joy that I want to feel when it comes to doing this podcast. And we just started talking about liberation and freedom and different things like that. And, I'm definitely going to be sharing more. So I guess I'll just say that for now, but, yeah, definitely more to come on just this topic of liberation and what that means for me and what that means and looks like for other Black women that are not me. So I'm pretty much going to be putting a series together. I'm not sure when it's going to come out because I'm not sure how long it's going to take. I need to find the right guests that can speak to liberation in different aspects. And so I'm pulling a list together and I have to reach out to people and see if they will be willing to come on the podcast and, you know, different things like that. So it'll definitely be later on in the year. I'm not sure if it's going to be March, April, May. I don't know. I'm just letting you know that it's definitely something that I am curating and pulling together, because this is important to me. This is definitely, like, liberation is important to me. It really, really is. My liberation, your liberation, the liberation of all Black women. And I've been feeling some kind of way as of late. And that conversation that I had with a couple of friends really helped spur some things. And so I want to share that with you. So more to come on that. I will keep you posted as that progresses, okay? In the meantime, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear what kind of topics you would like to hear on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Oh my God. Again, it's morning. Excuse me. I don't even know what word I was trying to say. But on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, goodness, I haven't had any coffee either. So y'all, I'm just talking no coffee, no coffee. But, yeah, I will, please, if you're a Spotify member and this is where you're listening to the podcast, when it comes up, leave a comment about about this episode, of course, or if you have any ideas of what you'd like to explore on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast or what resources you would like to see, please go ahead and drop that in that little comment box on Spotify. All right. Okay. And if you haven't done so already, please leave a rating and review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. So that's it for this week's episode, again, of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. If you would like to join me on Patreon, we have weekly meetings on Sundays where we come together as a community and just connect and talk through all these types of issues, real world issues that we face on a daily. So you can go to patreon.com / Brown Girl Self Care and become a paid member. I believe there are $5 and $10 options available. They're all the same. Just depends on whatever you want to give. And you can join me once a week on Zoom. Again, that's patreon.com/ Brown Girl Self Care. Oh, and one last thing, because I have completely forgotten. I want to thank those of you. I just want to thank you all. Whether you have purchased a book on Amazon, you know, the journal prompts that are available on Amazon, whether you're a Patreon member, whether you just show up and listen to the podcast, whether you've sent me a kind message via email or DM, whether you're just praying for me, if you've shared the podcast, like all of that matters. All of that matters. And I just want to let you know sincerely from the bottom of my heart that I greatly, greatly appreciate you. And I'm so honored to have you in this community with me. Again, regardless of how you show up, you just listen once a month, every week. I don't know if you share, if you don't, you're a Patreon. Like I said, however you show up in this community, I just appreciate you. I really, really do. And so I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Okay. All right. Now I'm officially done. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Have a beautiful week. And I look forward to connecting with you next Monday again on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.